producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Do we have Somali Hatchet to start the show today? Because if it's there, I don't hear it. Anyway, welcome one and all. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming at us live from where? The Vitality Bistro. While they're doing their thing in Daytona. I think it's called the Daytona. What is it? What's going on today, Super Don? Daytona race or something?
It's the Daytona 500. It's like the Super Bowl of NASCAR.
Oh, okay. Well, while they're doing that, I just... There it is.
Start-finish line, and the green finally is back in the air.
The Daytona 500 is underway.
On tumble now, in the middle of the field, as 1-2 cars spin.
It's going to be you. It's going to be you. We're going to win the Daytona 500 again!
All right, now it feels like we were at the Daytona 500. Now it's official, right? Well, while they're sliding around the track, I just had some sliders here at the Vitality Bistro that were pretty darn awesome with some guacamole, little maters, some sprouts as well. And we've got a lot of broadcast healing in the next couple of hours here from the Vitality Bistro. It's a special event. I'm almost celebrating 50 revolutions around this thing called the sun. This week officially, but until then, I'm going to enjoy a few more days of 40s, although the temperature is darn near 80 today, so we're going to be cooking here, even though they don't cook technically at Vitality Bistro because it's raw.
It's raw.
Awesome.
It's raw. It sounds like, what's that chef, the guy that has the TV show?
There's a raw chef on TV now?
Oh, no. What's the guy that does Hell's Kitchen? I can't remember his name, that famous TV chef that's always yelling at the people.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember his name either. Gordon Ramsay?
Ramsay, right. That's one of the things on that TV show that when he's having the contest and they're cooking the stuff, and if they don't cook it quite right and he tests it, he's like, it's raw! And he's screaming.
Here it would be, it's raw, excellent.
Everybody's
way,
like,
way to
yay!
Go. Well done. Anyway, like I said, today it's just a special day to be out and celebrate. We've got a nice group here. I like the fact that folks are coming in for Sunday brunch here, eating some raw food. And I drank a Rastafarian before we went on the air.
No, did he survive?
No, not that kind of Rastafarian. It was R-A-W, a Rastafarian, some kind of smoothie here. It was really awesome. When you come here, it's got coconut water, pineapple, banana, hemp, and medjool dates. So it was yummy.
Right.
It was my first food of the day. I'm ready to go. So we expect that Millennial Morgan and Op-Ed both will be showing up sometime during the show as well. We might have special guests like Casey Krejci from Living Fuel. That could be exciting. And
Speaking of Daytona, right?
Yes, yeah. Right. Yeah, why not?
Living Fuel.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I don't have anybody from the Organic Race team today, so what can we do? I think the thing is just to pace ourselves through the next 2 hours of broadcast healing. And also, you know what I say, one of the cool birthday gifts this week that's happening, we just picked up a weekday affiliate from our new friends in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Super Don, you have to get that information out so we can let everybody know. They can listen on on radio in the Twin Cities.
It's been a while since we've had a weekday affiliate, and not just a weekday affiliate, but one in one of the bigger markets in the country. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, I mean that's it's what we've been doing in radio for all these years. But I know a lot of folks listen via podcasts after the fact, and this kind of broadcast healing thankfully doesn't expire. We don't require any expiration dating, nor artificial preservatives, additives, flavorings, colorings. I mean, we are pretty raw. But if we're left out in the sun too long, we can burn. We can burn to a crisp. In fact, yesterday I went to my son's first track meet. Never had a track meet, and we both got a little red. I didn't get lobster red, just a little bit. But the sun is returning for those of you up in Minnesota. It's coming back. You're going to be able to get some suntan, some vitamin D development by being outside shortly. It's coming your way. So first up on the stories today is from the World Health Organization. This is an organization that claimed in 2009 we were all going to die from, I think, the swine flu. They were wrong about that. They're wrong about just about everything that they pronounce. But now the World Health Organization is reportedly raising concerns on what it calls vaccine hesitancy. Now, they're raising concerns about it. I actually look at this a different way. You know what I say when I hear the word vaccine hesitancy, Super Don?
Well, what's that?
I think it's a good start. It's a good start. That's my thought. And that means that people are not just rushing in, rolling up their sleeves or dropping their drawers to get injected by the toxins that are put together in a syringe with the theory that if we elicit artificially an antibody response, that you'll somehow be healthier for that. And we, of course, over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, have disputed that as a good or an ideal scenario, not that we stand in opposition to antibodies. But to induce them artificially through toxic injections is problematic, to say the least. But this United Nations agency is very concerned that people around the world are getting wind of what we've known for many years. And they're either delaying or refusing vaccination. And they say it's a growing problem for countries who want to close the immunization gap. Now, the question is, what is this gap? Those that are vaccinated or not? Because immunization is not the same as vaccination. There's no guarantee that you are immunized from anything. And even if you temporarily are able to elicit an antibody response, we found from immunologists themselves admit that it doesn't last in the same way if you actually go through the ailment or disease that they want to inject you for, if you know what I mean. So for me, this is a good sign. The word is getting out around the world, not just here in the United States, where small clusters of folks and families have said, you know what, I've witnessed too many ailments and illnesses from the vaccines, including injuries leading to just horrible, horrible neurological deficits, autism, and even sometimes death, that now you've got physicians, unfortunately or fortunately, physicians and their kids rising up and saying, you know what, we did this for our kids, and my first kid was devastated. And now what are you going to do when a doctor says this? And we have these physicians, and we actually feature them here on the show from time to time to let folks know this isn't just about homeopaths and herbalists and Reiki masters and others who believe in natural healing that are speaking out against this practice, but even from within the medical community starting to question, even if you are to elicit an antibody response, is it an ideal way to strengthen immunity? But again, if the World Health Organization is chiming in, it means somebody is listening. And that's a good sign, Super Don. We're making some inroads out there.
And I love these terms that they come up with, you know. Mm-hmm. It couldn't be like vaccine, maybe reconsideration or, you know, it's hesitancy. I'm hesitant. And, it comes across as having a negative connotation to it.
Mm-hmm.
When... You know, honestly, before you inject yourself with anything, before you stick anything in your, it doesn't matter what it is, food, drugs, natural, you know, pharmaceutical, whatever, to stop for a moment, maybe think about what it is you're doing and consider whether you should or you shouldn't. That's not a bad thing in my opinion.
That's an adult intelligent thing, and we would encourage our children to learn that way. Remember, I've talked often about lifeguard training. The idea, if you're saving a drowning victim, you obviously race into them as quickly as possible, but before you reach them, you do a quick reverse. Why? because you've got to establish the safety of for your own sake, right? To go in and be drowned by them in a panic, that you've got to find the right way to approach it. And in the case of vaccination and in the immune system, to hesitate is a responsible thing to do, to look and say, you know what, let's see. Is this the best way to go, or are there other ways to strengthen immunity? In fact, we would argue and have for many years that, as I said, injecting toxic poisons that if you put in the baby's bottle to drink, you could be charged with attempted murder, if not, you know, at very least assault. So this idea that you step back and you say, let me hesitate here and think clearly about this. They don't want you to think clearly about it. That's the problem. They say, well, we're worried about vaccine hesitancy. What they're really saying is that we're worried that people are starting to think a little bit more clearly about what we want to inject into them. And to me, again, as I say, that's a good start. It's not all the way there, because we're a small voice in a global media a conglomerate out there that is completely blindly pro-vaccination, as opposed to saying, you know what, let's have fully informed consent, let's weigh out the benefits, let's weigh out the risk, and let's allow people to make an informed decision rather than complain when they're starting to actually hesitate and ask questions or be a little bit suspicious that this might not be the best way to go. So I think they are acknowledging that people are starting to wake up and think a little bit, if not clearly, like we would say, but at least think some, that they would not just blindly accept this.
Yeah. I mean, if you go on and read this article, it's obviously the standpoint of someone who believes that anybody who even for a moment thinks about hesitating about getting a vaccine is part of a problem. And they're a threat to humanity, you know?
No, I think the threat to humanity is treating one person like they're everybody else. That's collectivism. Medical collectivism is dangerous because it negates the rights and the individuality that exists. You know, we are we exist individually. We get sick either as an individual or we don't get sick as not as a group. But the idea with vaccination is a collectivist look or viewpoint.
I think the threat to humanity is the attempt by these people to try and destroy the idea of critical thinking.
The agency, WHO, proposed several ways of addressing vaccine hesitancy. Listen to this. They want to engage your religious leaders. Yeah, they want to engage your pastor, your priest, your rabbi.
They want to convert your religious leaders to their religion. Yeah.
That's one of the ways they want to do it. They want to tap into mass media, which they already own. They want to do social media. They want to make vaccines as convenient and accessible, right? Yes. They want to provide non-financial incentives using reminder and follow-up. They want to mandate vaccines, and they want to give sanctions for non-vaccination. This is what's happened in Australia, where they are cutting any welfare, any payments from the government if you don't accept medical experimentation in your children or you. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. We'll visit the gut microbiome, and we are very nourishing to the gut microbiome here at Vitality Bistro in Little Mount Dora, Florida. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, back live from the Vitality Bistro. Check it out, vitalitybistro.com. It'll be linked up in the show notes shortly. Really awesome place for organic raw food, and we got a question of the day related to diet we might squeeze in a moment. But we have Morgan, Millennial Morgan, my assistant producer. She's joining us live here at the Vitality Bistro. Morgan, good to see you.
Guten Tag, everybody. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, I just realized that I'm slow on the uptake, but I write Guten Morgen, and your name means morning in German.
Yes. We actually lived in Germany when I was little, so my parents named me Morgan, meaning
because
morning. Yep, in
was
the
it,
true sense of the word.
Was it because you were a morning person? You were up early, and they're like, oh, man, not another Morgan.
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. Well, she's back with us. She's working the notes as well. We may have a surprise guest or two as we travel through the Vitality Bistro deliciousness and all the folks that are coming here for Sunday brunch. But thanks for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Super Don making it sound so good as well. We got Justin on the board. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Remember, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. If you're only hearing partial shows, that's fine, but you can get more online at RobertScottBell.com. Now, we were just talking about the World Health Organization regarding something called vaccine hesitancy. And then there's a secondary article here that is quite telling, because it goes right from the idea of injecting every child in what they call the third world with toxic poisons. No discussion of food, clean water, the sustainability of having water systems and sewage and sanitation, which are very important for health. But then we go to a study on the right gut bacteria. The right gut bacteria. And guess what they're acknowledging? The right gut bacteria may protect against malnutrition. And what's interesting to me is this photograph at the top of this page. it is of a little child, African child, that they normally have an injection going into, right, to promote vaccines. In this case, they're measuring the girth of the arm, and the article is literally about testing gut bacteria in these children and its relationship to malnutrition. Now, far be it for me to take malnutrition out another level and say, you know what, malnutrition leads to what? Immune collapse, immune deficiency. And so they don't mention for even a second, despite the fact that we share our body with trillions of bacteria that are key for everything that our immune system does, no mention that this could be the solution for all of the things that they say are preventable by vaccines, the actual enhancement of the gut microbiome. Do you see that?
Yeah, well, I think what's so interesting is that we've gone so far away from believing that our bodies have what they need in order to function the way that they're supposed to function.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that, you know, it's like we've given up on our own bodies, and obviously the only solution is going to be all of these artificial chemicals that are made in a lab that they've just figured out in the last 5 years. But how have people been living in Africa up until now? Obviously, there must be something there naturally within our bodies that can do some of this healing.
Right.
So the more we learn to work with it, obviously, the better off we'll be. So I think it's great that this is getting a little publicity.
Sure. I mean, if vaccines were the key to life itself, there would be no one living in... Well, almost anywhere.
We would not have made it this far.
Right, and certainly in Africa where there are problems, but those problems, as we say, are associated with nutritional deficiencies, depleted soils, lack of sewage, sanitation, hygiene, etc., not lack of injectable toxins. Gut bacteria, of course, in this article, they talk about calorie use.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the ability to break down and use and assimilate nutrients, which is, of course, we wouldn't argue, that is a part of it. But they miss the point of this whole push toward the medicalization of all life by injection.
Mm.
That if we just recognized and acknowledged the gut microbiome and fed it and supported it rather than decimated it with antibiotics, and even vaccines have that impact in the gut, then we would have a transformational, access to the healing power of the natural world rather mm-hmm. than man's arrogance.
Absolutely. And one of the things that people forget is that anytime you put any type of chemical or something synthetic into your body has to respond to it
mm-hmm.
in a way that is unnatural. So you might be able to prevent something for a moment, but it's never meant to be a long-term solution, and it's not something that your body can accept and treat as sustainable.
Right.
You know, it's not a sustainable type of lifestyle.
Sure. We're almost up on a break here. I'll maybe get you to chime in on this, but we do have a special guest that is going to join us next segment. We'll also fit in a question of the day. There's a book here called Path to a Healthy Mind and Body. Connie Rogers is visiting with us on this special celebratory edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show a couple of days prior to actually traveling around the sun another, I don't know, after 50, what happens? Anybody know? We'll figure it out.
It only gets better, right?
We pray that it does. Thanks for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Broadcast feeling today from the Vitality Bistro. Check them out. Links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll have some pictures, right?
Absolutely. The hubby is here photographing and documenting every waking moment.
Awesome. Hey, the protective thing on your microphone was coming off. Be careful. You might get Zika virus or something.
Watch out. Where's my vaccine?
We won't even go there. Or we might. In fact, where we're going right now is I knew there would be surprise guests here for this special event at Vitality Bistro. And we have one, Connie Rogers, who sent me a copy of her book. And I apologize, Connie. I admit I haven't been able to get to it yet, but I've got stacks of them and I want to get to it. But we're going to talk about it because you were actually talking on the breaks about hearing the opening discussion about vaccines, which was a trigger point for you in your life that probably woke you up to see things differently.
Correct. That was back in 1977 when my son was just born. And his first vaccination, he went into a seizure and almost died. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So was that the reason you wrote this book called Path to a Healthy Mind and Body?
Actually, the book wrote itself, but it started out with toxins that we've been exposed to as a family and toxins, of course, that I went through. I suffer from colitis, and so I had to heal myself because they didn't want to be put on the medication that they wanted you to take for the rest of your life. So I am a living proof that diet works.
Well, of course, and colitis, one of the things that I lecture on all the time, because it's just brutal the way they utilize antibiotics and prednisone and then take out parts of your
right,
you know.
Right.
And Morgan, unfortunately, you know, you've been through some of these things we've discussed on the air before.
Right.
And I've just expanded the information in Unlock the Power to Heal about that. But your book about Path to a Healthy Mind and Body, we were just talking about the microbiome as a key for, well, the study says for assimilation of nutrients and utilization of calories, which is big for starving babies in Africa, right?
Correct.
But yet they're still targeting them for vaccines instead of microbiome, which is interesting.
Very interesting. And, you know, it actually has a lot to do with what the mother has eaten, and if the mother is malnourished, then the baby's going to be malnourished, and so on and so forth. So microbiome is the key to mind-body health in everything that we do, in our thoughts, in what we do as far as our work goes, as far as depression goes, as far as diabetes and cancer go.
Mm-hmm. So to write this book, you're a certified natural holistic health coach, Reiki master, awesome. My wife does Reiki too. That's great. Certified cosmetologist, so you can make me look pretty now that I'm almost half a century.
Well, actually, I go into the cosmetology part about how you can heal your skin from within, and skin health actually has a lot to do with gut microbiome.
Yes, I can't tell you as a homeopath how many times people would call me, whether it be about themselves or their kids, with issues of the skin external to their body, and I said, look, it's a reflection of what's going on in the inside.
Exactly.
We've got to heal the gut.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in 1977, they would actually have an argument with me that had nothing to do with what we ate.
Mm.
Right.
And that cosmetics didn't work, only prescription drugs worked.
Right.
Well, and the irony, I mentioned, I joked about Zika.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, they use an antibiotic to treat acne, tetracycline.
Right. Mm.
And the special genetically engineered mosquitoes that are supposed to save us all. They get them, release them in the environment, and they're supposed to not have offspring, or the offspring are sterile, so there's nothing more, right? But in the presence of environmental tetracycline, which is happening because people are taking it and urinating it right out into the world, the genetically engineered mosquito suddenly is not engineered to be sterile, and it can reproduce. So now we've got genetically engineered mosquitoes going out and about, and that's the unintended consequence again.
That's going to be the next big sci-fi movie.
And there's always a reaction to everything that we do. So we have to, you know, weigh the consequences of when we do something.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reaction going to be? And that's also what I talk about in the book. A lot of that is very important if we want to survive.
Yeah, it is long term. But there are folks that are invested in not having us survive, or maybe fewer of us to survive, as evidenced by the push to, let's say, by the World Health Organization to combat what they call vaccine hesitancy. And as I said, and Superdon said it well, it's about critical thinking. They don't want critical thinking. That's what this is, a war on critical thinking.
Right.
You know, the war on being able to ask questions and analyze and study for yourself and come to your own conclusions.
Correct. And my son was one of my test subjects, which I'll never vaccinate another child again.
Mm.
And I didn't vaccinate my daughter. And he actually was a lot better off. I ended up homeschooling my children, and definitely was worth it for me, even though I didn't know in the beginning how to homeschool. I definitely learned how. And, you know, it's like you had to almost have a reason. I went under the guise of religious beliefs to homeschool, and that kind of helped us along. But I noticed today that you can't do that anymore.
Well, it depends on where you are. In California, they won't allow that. Here in Florida, where we are today, yes, you still can. In most of the states of the union, although they're trying to push that idea that, as we talk about from the World Health Organization perspective, they want to convince your pastor, your priest, your rabbi to promote this idea of vaccination, despite the fact that in many cases they use aborted fetal cells to promote and develop these things. So it's pretty darn horrific as far as their attempts to violate our religious rights, which come from God. Let's be honest, from a creator, not from the government. So to violate that tells you just about everything you need to know. If they feel like they have to violate that most fundamental of freedoms here in America, how desperate they are to keep us under that medical church, if you will, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism.
Correct. And they also want to tell people that the people that don't vaccine, you know, they're wackos, they're mm-hmm. quacks, they're anti-vaxxers, they're this, they're that.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually want to, you know, discredit anybody that's thinking for themselves.
Exactly. Well, this is not the show for people that want to be a robot or an automaton or just fall in line with what the authoritarians are telling us. This is a place for broadcast health and healing freedom. And 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, robertscottbell.com, streaming live through our syndicator GCN, the radio stations all over the United States, and, of course, picked up around the world through many web sources. You can listen through iTunes, podcasts on Stitcher and TuneIn, and Epic Times and UK Health Radio. And, of course, many affiliates we'll get to in a little while. Now, we do have a question of the day coming in. And, Connie, you'll probably like this question. Let me see if I can pull it up from my notes here. This is from Lori. She says, "Hello, Robert. Please talk a little bit about your own diet. Are you a supporter of the paleo diet? Are you a vegetarian? If someone with cancer came to you for diet advice, what would you tell them? Do you eat grits? Oh, I'm sorry. Do you eat grains? Grains, grits. Of course, I'm a southerner. I'll eat some grits, but they're organic, that's for sure. You should have a weekly segment for your wife." And then a comment says, "Charlene," which is Ty Bollinger's wife, not my wife, "and anyone else in your circle to talk about what goes on your tables to keep you guys in fine shape inside and out. One doctor says paleo, one doctor says vegan. My concern is cancer prevention. Love you all, Lori." All right, Lori, that's great. Now, I'll tell you, for one, the easiest thing to say is my wife is not going to do the show. I've asked her many times. She refuses to come on my show. She says, "I'll listen to you, honey, but I'm not going on the show." Charlene, on the other hand, I bet we could ask Ty, and she would jump on. She's been on the show talking diet and recipe books and things, which is exciting. So here's my bias as a healer, as a homeopath. I don't say that one diet is right for everybody, except that that diet, whatever it is that you choose, whether it be paleo, whether it be vegan, vegetarian, it has to be clean. It has to be organic quality or better, and non-GMO.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we need to individualize, because I am not a dietary collectivist. Do I agree that even if you're not vegetarian, that you should eat a little bit lower on the food chain more frequently? Yes, because of bioaccumulation up the so-called food chain. We have toxins from food, water, and air that enter through the lower life forms and climb on up. So eating more of the vegetarian-style diets, or if you do eat animals lower on that so-called food chain, you are a lot less at risk for disease based on accumulated toxins. But, Lori, if you want to prevent cancer, the issue is toxins first and foremost. If, as it was for me when I first started my healing program, at the age of 24, now it's almost 26 years ago now, I did go full-on vegetarian because my digestive system was so shot, it was so weak. Even if I wanted to digest animal protein, I was not capable of doing it.
And so
that's a consideration there. And Connie, maybe you have experiences as well like that.
Right. The same happened with me. I had ulcerative colitis, and I was put on medication and told I had to take it for the rest of my life. And it had so many toxic side effects that I finally decided to take my life back in my own hands. And what worked for me, of course, is not going to work for everybody, but I got rid of wheat, I got rid of caffeine, I got rid of meat. Those were the things I could not digest, and I noticed that just by, you know, trial and error. I took it away for a month, I added it back in, and I noticed that. Also, dairy was a problem with me. So it was like I had to do certain things to survive. It's not for everybody, but it was a wake-up call for me that I was very toxic. I lived on coffee all day long and sugar, and, of course, that's not good for anybody.
Well, what you're also saying is that you learn from your own body.
Exactly.
And this is the point of critical thinking. It's
right.
Listening to our body's cells, so they're smarter than any doctor on the planet.
But the doctors don't want you to know that.
It's
so much easier for them to get you in the non-thinking mode, like you were talking about earlier. They don't want you critically thinking and questioning and having hesitancy about vaccines. So
Actually, I told my doctor, I gave him a reason why I wasn't coming back, because the side effect of the sulfadine medication was kidney stones.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had kidney stones one evening. And I came to him the next day, and actually I went to him that day that I wasn't feeling well, and he told me to double up on the medication. And so I doubled up on the medication that night. I delivered kidney stones, and the next day I walked into his office and I said, I want to tell you why you're not going to be my doctor anymore. And he just looked at me and said, you'll be back.
Really? And you never came back?
I never went back.
Nicely done. So healing of the gut. It's everything. But again, coming back to that critical thinking, I think, you know, what I am grateful for my kids, they were brought up in a Montessori school with, and particularly in the middle school years, my son was taught by a teacher, an immigrant from Cuba, and she taught them critical thinking. She said, the most important thing I can do is to make sure that they're prepared to go out in the world and not become robots.
Right.
And I like, how exactly. many teachers do that anymore?
Nobody. Well, and I think Connie made such a great point when she said that every action has consequences. And if you've been living with a certain diet or a certain lifestyle for a while, it's going to take time to undo the consequences of those things. So a big part of it for me has always been learning to be patient with my body as we figure out what works and what doesn't work. And you're detoxing, but then at the same time, you need to be putting in the new and the fresh and the clean things that your body can work with.
All right. Consciousness.
That's a very good point.
Right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Connie Rogers, thanks for dropping in.
Thank you.
Right? How exciting.
Nice to meet you.
Check her book, Path.
I know you'll love my book.
To a Healthy Mind and Body.
On Amazon, yes.
It's on Amazon? Yes. A website real quick?
Bitesizedpieces.net.
Bitesizedpieces.net.
Well, we'll be in the show notes.
We're having some bite-sized pieces here at Vitality Bistro. Anxiety? Be careful about anti-anxiety drugs. We'll talk about that next.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon, not 3 weeks? By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today from Vitality Bistro in historic Mount Dora, Florida. And
historic, like Rob now, right?
What?
I said Mount Dora is historic like you.
I'm historic. Oh, thank you, Morgan. I'm now historic. Well, the thing is, last year when I got... Oh, you're laughing too, Super Don. Thank you so much. No one comes to my defense anymore. But yeah, last year when I got the Lifetime Achievement Award, I was like, come on, dude, I'm not even 50. Now I almost can't say that. Almost.
That's true.
Yeah.
You'll have to embrace it. At least somebody gave you an award for being this old.
That's true. Not for being crotchety and old, but for doing something prior to being crotchety and old. Although
Keith Richards is somebody who gets a Lifetime Achievement Award, right?
That's right. Exactly. Just look at his face. If you're blind, you can read his face by touching it. You know all that he went through, Keith Richards.
Like a topographical map of Utah, right?
No, it might be a topical graph of, I don't know, another planet for all we know with
Pigs
Keith Richards.
Behind? I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? Listen, anxiety. I think he's been dealing with anxiety with different kinds of medicines besides those prescribed by the drug doctors. But this is a big concern here. Fatal overdoses of common, I don't know what an uncommon anxiety med is, but common anxiety meds are spiking. So they say that opioids are not the only drugs we should be concerned about. We're talking about overdoses from Xanax and Valium. And those, I guess, are common. They've been out for a while. So this is a big, big problem here. The benzodiazepines treating anxiety, mood disorders, and insomnia. In more than 5% of the adults now, they're up big time, tripled, quadrupled. Overdoses have quadrupled, according to NBC News. Benzos played a role in 31%. Yes, they are. 31% of the nation's 22,000 prescription overdose deaths. And the thing is, first of all, if you're in the United States of America and you're working a job that you hate, that can be problematic. Now, we've all been convinced in our lifetime that it isn't about working and doing what you love. I mean, that's an ideal that only a few people can do. That's what they tell us.
Right.
The reality is you're buying into somebody else's perspective on life or vision for life, not yours. And I think, I like to remind folks that that's one of the issues, not the only issue. But we've talked about food and detoxification. We talked about the microbiome, the relationship to brain health, emotional health, etc. We're basically killing ourselves by the way we're living,
mm-hmm.
and then blaming it on genetics and saying, well, you're genetically inclined for depression. Here's a drug.
Right. Well, and something that I've thought about recently, because several of my friends have depression in their families, is I think we, as you said, we are quick to label it, but it's normal for human beings to go through emotional ups and downs in their lives. And if you're in a situation where you're not happy, that's your body and your mind
right.
telling you that something's wrong, that mm-hmm. you should be changing it, not just covering it with medication.
Yeah, the kids that are told, you know, that's what this mental health screening that they want to do.
Right.
We've talked about it recently, and it's partly to try and lock them into a drug deficiency model, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've got an emotional issue here. Let's get you on an ADHD-type drug. But even for adults, you know, on the benzos, for instance, where is the discussion with doctors in most states, it's not happening yet, of the use of something like a plant like cannabis?
Right.
And the fact that that can take you out of anxiety very rapidly. And for those that are not in one of the 23 states or the District of Columbia that have made medical or other uses illegal, to utilize cannabidiol from the industrial hemp plant, CBD. I mean, how many of you know that you can get CBD in every state of the nation legally?
Mm-hmm.
You can have it shipped right to your home.
Absolutely.
Or go to a local mom-and-pop health food store and get it from our friends at Cannavest.
Which is an excellent option. And even before going down that route, what about the basics like a little exercise, a little sunshine, checking in on the health of your relationships, the
yep.
people that you're living with or married to or what have you? I mean, there are so many things that you can do first to try and get your body and your mind back into a good and healthy place before turning to something that's just going to mask the issues.
So anybody on a benzo, anybody dealing with anxiety, here's your homework on the news break. Cannavest.com, CannaVest.com. Get some CBD, plus CBD, or they've even got more concentrated stuff for more serious issues. But you go there, RSB15 will get you 15% off. That'll be the code. Hey, Casey Krejci's going to be up with us next hour from Living Fuel. He's just showing up for the celebration.
Absolutely.
It's so good to see
Yay.
A smiling face.
Good to see you.
We've got a lot more broadcast healing here from Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora, Florida. And Morgan's here, Super Don's there. It's the party's just getting started, folks. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.